Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Klaim, the laws of forbidden mixtures in Sefer Zrom, where the Rambam continues regarding the laws of Kalai HaKerem, and he discusses regarding the requirements of separation and distance as it applies to a vineyard and that of a specific singular grapevine. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the qualification of what is a vineyard and the obligations to distance oneself when one's planting other things. Halach alf, habol is roi b'tzad hakerem. Someone's coming to plant on the side of a vineyard. So marchi b'mena arba amas. The person has to distance an area of 4 amas, which that's the area of how much work is needed on the side of the vineyard. In other words, when they're plowing around the vineyard, that whole area is considered as part of the vineyard and therefore secondary to it. So one has to first distance 4 amas, me'ikara hagafanim, from the roots of the vines, and b'zareh, then he can plant something else. Now, and if it's just a singular, just one vine, then then he could just distance 6 tvachim, and he could plant something else. Now, let's say it was one row of vines, one on the side of the other. Now, even if there are 100 of them, that does not qualify halachically as a vineyard. Rather, as a singular vine, even though it's 100 of them, but it's not in the formation as a vineyard, and therefore one could just distance 6 tvachim from that all those vines, because each one is considered independent, it's not considered as a vineyard, and you could plant. Now, hayushtei shuras, if there were 2 rows, then harei lekerem, that's qualified as a vineyard. But then you have to distance 4 amas from every side, because that's the perimeter of the vineyard, and then you could plant. Halacha base. Now, v'kama yibachol shura. How many vines have to be in each row for having the 2 rows being a vineyard? So that's shleisha gefan ma'yesef. If it has, each row has 3 vines or more, that becomes a, and there's 2 rows, that becomes a vineyard. Now, med v'mum, when do we say this? Is kishahoyu being called gefen v'gefen. That if you had between every single vine, was ma'arba amas, achmayna amas. You had between 4 and 8 amas between each vine. And you had 2 rows. In each row, there was 3. That's a vineyard. But if let's say between the 2 rows, 8 amas, besides the space of what the vines themselves take up, and the gap was 8 amas, then we view these rows as if they're independent one from the other, and therefore it's not one vineyard. And therefore, then you only have to distance from each row 6 tvachim, like it is from a given yechidus. And the chain, so too, mahoy b'neim pachas ma'arba. So too, not only when it's more than 8 amas, but also if it has less than 10 amas, harel k'gefen achas. Then we view it, again, as a singular gefen, because we don't view it as a vineyard, because a vineyard has to have between 4 and 8 amas, which that's normally how it's planted in that formation. And umachrik shishu tvachim chalruch, and therefore all you have to do is distance 6 tvachim from every direction, and you can plant some other species. Halacha gimel. Let's tell you shalosh shuras. There were 3 rows. Then although there was between them less than 4 amas, which we had just said in the previous halacha, were disqualified from being kerem. But if there's 3 rows, then harei lekerem, then there will be a vineyard. Why? Because v'roinus and soyer is kila inan. We view the middle ones as if they're not there. And the reason that is because since one does not maintain and sustain a vineyard unless there's an area of 4 amas, between 4 and 8 amas between them. So since it's ultimately going to be uprooted, the middle one, to create that gap, so it's like it's already uprooted, and as if you have from the 2 rows, the 2 outer ones, an area more than 10 amas, but less than 8 amas. And v'chein, so too, going back on the previous halacha regarding when there's 2 rows, that we said that if you have between the 2 rows a gap of at least 8 amas, then it's not going to be a vineyard. Imhoyu shalosh shuras. If there were 3 rows, being called shura b'shura shemoyna amas oyesa, and between each row there was 8 amas or more, again, hareza zareya ben ashuris. In these cases, you could plant even between the rows themselves, as long as you distance 6 tvachim between them. They're considered independent rows and not together combining as a vineyard. Halacha da'al lefikach. Therefore, hanateyas karma mitzchilip. So, if someone initially plants his vineyard, and as he made it, vehirchik ben kol shuru b'shuris or shmoyin amas, he made a distance between every single row, 8 amas. So then, mutul lahavi zera b'toychi. So then, you're allowed to bring other species of seeds amongst this vineyard, umarchik mekol shuras shish tvachim levad. All you have to do is distance from each row 6 tvachim, 6 handbreadths. Now, amzar chutzla. But what's interesting is, but that's in between every row because it's not a vineyard in that regard of planting inside. Amzar chutzla. But if you're planting outside the perimeter of the vineyard, then actually tzarch laharchik mishur hachitzon, you're actually going to have to distance from the outer row, arba amas, an area of dalet amas, kishahar kromim, like other vineyards, because actually they were more stringent in the outside, the perimeter, than from the inside. And moreover, says the Rambam, ve'ein din bein hashur shel zeh hakerem, the halacha of between the rows of this vineyard is not the same kakerem shacharim b'mitzoy. It's not the same as a vineyard which was a regular vineyard, but that the middle part got destroyed, where there actually the area that has to be distanced is the area of 60 namas, because shar harei mitchilon netar meruchak. In this case that we're describing, it was initially planted distant. So therefore, it's more lenient, and therefore doesn't need that much of a distance that you could plant between them. Like we said, as long as there's more than eight amas or more between the rows, you could plant as long as you distance 6 tvachim. In contrast, as we'll see later on, by a kerem shachar b'mtzai, where there one has to go ahead and have a greater area of distance because it was a regular vineyard, it just got destroyed in the middle. Halacha Hei, the Rambam continues regarding a vineyard that actually could be a combination of different fields. Let's say in this field, there was one row, only one row of vines, which again doesn't qualify as a vineyard. But then in his friend's field was another row of vines, right opposite, right near it. So although between these two fields is a private path or a public path, or even a wall, but it's less than 10 tvachim, the two rows will actually combine together to be a vineyard. And that is as long as it's less than an area, a gap of 8 amas. Halacha vav, not the shur achas ba'aretz. Let's say someone plants one row on the ground, the shur achas b'madrega, and another row on a upper platform. So if the platform is above at least 10 tefachim from the ground, so that's a gap, ain't mitzarfim, they don't combine. And therefore, it's not going to be a vineyard. Pachas mekenev, but less than that, mitzarfim, they combine, and then it's going to be a vineyard because of the two rows together. Halacha zayin, Rambam continues regarding a small vineyard, or a poor vineyard, as it's called. Hanoteh chamesh kefanim, if someone plants 5 vines, shtayim keneged shtayim, you have 2 opposite the other two, and like the two ends of a square, and the achas yetz zanav, and one is coming out as a tail, which is trailing behind, that's sticking out, not opposite any of the other ones. So then hariz nikra kerem katan, that's called a small vineyard, but it's the minimum that a vineyard could be. And v'tzarch l'harchim en arba amas l'chol ruch, and you have to distance from those 5 vines an area of 4 amas in any direction. Now, but let's say you have 2 opposite 2, and the 5th one is not sticking out like a tail, but rather it's in the middle. Or let's say you have 3 on this row, and you have 2 opposite the 3 on a second row, in the kerem, that's not going to be a vineyard. And you're only going to have to distance 6 tefachim in every direction. It's only the minimum that it could be is you have 2 opposite 2 and the 5th one is sticking out, not having, let's say, 3 and the other one having 2 and that's matching up to those 3. No, you have to have 2 opposite 2 and the 5th one sticking out further out. Which we had mentioned before. Kerem shacharav. Let's say the concept of a vineyard that was destroyed. Now, although there was ruins over here, im yesh bei lalakot esag fanim, if one can gather, so to speak, in the calculation, 10 vines, l'chol beisa, for every area of beisa, which is an area of 50 amas squared, if you could gather together and count, you'll be able to see that there's 2 opposite 2 with a 5th one coming out as a tail. Or let's say you could calculate that you have 3 opposite 3. It's a nikra kerem dalas, that's called a poor vineyard. And you would not be able to plant in the whole area. It's all considered part of the vineyard because although there was destruction over here, but as long as you could have somewhat of a collection of these entities, then it's still considered as a vineyard. Halacha Tes Rambam continues regarding if it's not a uniform vineyard, but it's all intermingled. So it's nothing like we've spoken about before. Yeah, they have this vineyard that's not planted in rows. El mu'ubav, rather, it's just in disarray. So im yesh b'lecham shtem keneged shalosh, as we said in the previous halacha, but if you could figure out some type of metrics to see that you have two opposite three, well, how is a kerem? Well, that would be a vineyard. Vimla, but if not, in the kerem, it's not going to be a vineyard. Then you could just distance from every single vine, six tvachim, and plant, because it's not a vineyard. Halacha yud. Let's say how you hukar mechuban. Let's say, okay, we're looking, we're trying to see, everything's just mixed up over here, but you could see that from the roots, you'll have this precise two opposite two, let's say with one being a tail, but the branches actually are not lining up. But still, here is a karm, that's going to be a vineyard because we go based on the ikr. So to in the reverse. Let's say the branches are precise. We have these two opposite two with the fifth and the tail, but the roots are not. Well, then in a karm, that's not going to be a vineyard. Let's say how you dakois vein mechubanis. Let's say when they're thin, they're not precise. But hevavar in mechubanis, then when they get thicker, then suddenly they start lining up. Here is a karm, it's going to be a vineyard. Which, how do you know if they're precise? How does one figure this out? Maybe you bring the measuring string and you measure from one to the next. And if you could see that it lines up, even though the whole over thing is everything's mixed up, but you could find such a configuration, then it will be considered as a kerem. And the next halach, the Ram continues with the karachas hakerem, which is regarding that area we spoke about earlier of when the middle of the vineyard actually becomes bald. So, Hakerem Shechav Bem Tzayif, there's a vineyard that was destroyed in the inside, in the middle, but Venisha Shalma called Sviva, but the perimeter all around actually remains intact. Shem Yesh Bakaracha Shebem Tzayif Shesh Esri Amos. So, if in the bold part in the middle remains an area of 16 Amos, now the reason for this is because what one needs to do is there's four Amos of every time you have a vineyard, the area that's inside of it is actually bottled to that vineyard because it's the area that you need to use to plow. So here what you have is, you have to have, you're in the middle of a vineyard. So you have to have on the right side, let's say, of you, or the left side of you, both need to have an area of Dalet Amos. So you're remaining with now 8 Amos in the middle. Now, therefore, on either side, you have to consider this as a significant field in its own right, which you want to plant in the middle. Therefore, you have to have 4 Amos going one way and 4 Amos going the other way. So you have to have actually 8 Amos in the middle. So that's not bottled to either one of the vineyards on the other side, as if we're considering as two other vineyards. So if you have 16 Amos in the middle, harizamarchik mekar gefanim, so then you can distance from the roots of the vines wherever you are. Arba Amos chol ruach, 4 Amos in every direction. And then b'zareh b'emtzei karachas, then you can plant the middle of that bold spot in the middle. But v'meimber sheshesi Amos, if you don't have 16 Amos, then harizalo yobizar l'shem, then you can't bring seed over there because you don't have an area of what's required to have significance of the 4 Amos and 4 Amos of either side of the vineyard, which that's bottled to them, that's bottled to them. Now you're left with 8. If you don't have, if you can have in less than 16, they don't have 4 and 4 of a field not being nullified to either side, so then you can't bring seed over there. Now, v'mhevi, if one did bring, since ultimately you did distance at least 4 amas in every direction from the vineyards, from the grapevines of that vineyard, so therefore that's not going to make it forbidden. Now, the Ram continues in Halacha Yud Beis, which and that's the four and the four, which is 8, and then the 8 of the other one, that's going to make total of the 16. Ram gives Halacha Yud Beis of a similar halacha, which is the Mechayel HaKerem, which is V'chein Makom Shenishu Panu B'lo Gefanim. So too, if let's say you have an area that's empty without any grapevines, Bein Seif HaKerem, which is at the edge of the vineyard, and it's a wall, so you didn't plant all the way to the wall itself. You left some space open, but nikra mechayel hakerem, that's considered as like machal, like the forsaken part of the vineyard. So imyesh b'shteim esri amma, if here there's 12 amas, now here the calculation of 12 amas is because you have the 4 amas, which is by the vineyard, which, like we said, that you have to give for the working of the vineyard, which that's secondary to the vineyard. Then you have to have 4 amas by the wall, which is where people have to step to strengthen the wall. So it's considered nullified to the wall. And therefore, that does not combine to the area of the 4 amas of the where you're working the vineyard. So that's not nullified to the vineyard. If you have another dalet amas in the middle, which is considered its own significant area, so that's not going to be nullified to the vineyard. And so that's where the number 12 comes from. So then, marchik min hakfanim, 4 amas, then you can distance 4 amas from the vineyard, and plant the rest of the area. So therefore, that's what's called the Karachas HaKerem, which that has to have an area of 16 Amos, and then you have the Mechayel HaKerem, which is not surrounded on, because what happens is, by as we spoke about the Karachas HaKerem, you have to consider the area of 16 amas because you're having in the middle. So you're having on either side, they have dalet amas for that side and dalet amas for that side. That's already 8. And then you have to have the area in between of the... But here you only have on one side, is the vines, but you have on the side the wall. Therefore, that's where you have this area of 12 amas. Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's say you had less than 12 amas. Well, then, if you had less than 12 amas between the end of the vineyard and the wall, then you cannot bring other seeds over there. And maybe if you did bring, okay, as we said previously, since ultimately you did distance 4 amas, so that has not made it into climb. Now, remember, when we say this whole halacha of karachas and mechoy lekerem is bekerem gadol, by a large vineyard. But by a small vineyard, which we had mentioned before, is when you have two rows of just 3 vines, then there is no such halacha of mechoil hakerem, which is at the end of the vineyard. Rather, just you have to distance 4 amas from the end of the vineyard, and then you can plant up until the wall. And so too, even if it's a large vineyard. But we said, if let's say between every single row there is 8 amas or more, again, in lemochel, again, that's not considered as a kerem, that wouldn't have the halacha mochel kerem, and you could just distance the area that you have to, and you could go ahead and plant. Halacha yidalt. Hayagodr hamakef has a kerem, pachas masar tvachim. Let's say the wall that surrounded the vineyard was less than 10 tvachim in height. Oh, ishayigodva yasar tvachim, or let's say you did have a height of 10 tvachim, but ve'im b'ruichim abar tvachim, but it didn't have the width of 4 tvachim. Well, then in lemochel. Then it's not going to have the halacha of mechila kerem, because the reason is because this type of wall does not need to have people step around it to support. It's not considered as a significant wall. So you don't have to consider the wall. So all you have to do is consider the end of the vineyard. So elamarchim yisavek gefanim arba amas. All you have to do is distance yourself from the gefanim, from the end of the vineyard 4 amas. Bezurim, ad mechitza, and you could plant all the way up until the wall. Now, afilo yibein ha-gefanim bein ha-mechitza arba amas ha-mefsan, even if, let's say, from the end of the vines till the wall was only 4.5 amas, then you could, again, distance 4 amas and plant the remaining half of an amma. Look at this, the Ram continues regarding the separation of the Kalai HaKerem. So, let's say there's a wall that's 10 tfachim high, or v'chein tcharit, so too, going downwards, if there's a ditch, which is 10 tfachim deep, and they're 4 tfachim wide, so then, Hariza. So then, on either side of that wall or that ditch, you're allowed to plant one side the grapes and one side the vegetables. And even a partition of reeds, which are like these sticks. Between each reed and the other one right after that, an area of 3 tvachim, which we know is halacha, of love, it's like as if it's closed. So then, therefore, that fence is going to be separated between the vineyard on one side and the vegetables on the other side, and you can plant right on the other side. Halacha Zayin. Gadar ha-mavdil bein kerem v'yarek. So let's say, as we just spoke about, you have this wall that's separating between the vineyard and the vegetables. But shenifritz, it got breached. There was a hole, there was a break in the wall. So ad esra amas, if it's the break is only up until it's less than 10 amas, harizike pesach u'mutus, then it's like an opening, like a doorway, which is permitted. It's not considered a flaw in the wall. You just have an opening. Now, let's say the breach was more than 10 amas. So then, connected appears to us. So opposite that breach, it's not considered walled off. That's forbidden to go ahead between the grapes and the seeds. Until you distance from the grapevines according to the measurement that's required. Now, let's say nifritu by perotzes rabas. Let's say there's actually many breaches in this wall, which are less than 10 amas, but more than 3 tvachim. So if the area of what's closed off is the equivalent of what's breached, so then it's as if there's no breaches, it's as if it's walled off. Now, but let's say the breaches were more than the closed off areas, then you cannot plant opposite all the breached areas, again, until you distance the amount of the required measurement of distancing as if you had no wall between the grapes and the vegetables. The wall of this vineyard that, as we're talking about, that got breached, and up until now, on the other side of the wall, there was vegetables planted there. So Emily, when the breaches, so it's a problem of client, like we said, because now there's no wall. So Emily Gadar, we tell him, go ahead and fence it off. Let's say Gadar, let's say he does fence it off, and again there's a breach that happens. Emily Gadar, again we tell him to fence it off. Let's say Nisiyosh Men Blegidor, let's say he gives up hope and he doesn't fence it off. Well, Harry, it's a Kiddush. And again, that's going to make it into Klein. Halacha Yitches. Bayesh Hachetzi Mekor. Another interesting way of blocking off, more in halachic viewing of walls, is a house that's only half roofed. Vechetzi in Mekor, the other half is not roofed off. Ugufan to Mitzad Zen, you have grapes planted on one side, and so then Mutzul Israel Yerok is Mitzad Ach, and then you could plant vegetables on the other side, whichever one it is. From the unroofed to the roofed, or from the roof to the unroofed, and the reason is, Shari Pi HaTikra, the end of the roof, it's called the opening of the ceiling, is Kilu Yard Vesasim. We view that as the beginning, the thickness of the roof is like as if it's a virtual vertical wall that's starting in that little bit that's the horizontal, the end of the horizontal roof. As we view it Kilu Yard Vesasim as if it's coming down and closing off. Vinasa Benim Kemechitza, it's a virtual, halachic virtual wall. So it's being separated. Now, v'mhishves kiruli, but let's say you end up ending off the roof, well then asim is forbidden, because now it's all under the same roof. There's no ending to create this virtual vertical wall. So to another halachic wall is halachic yotes. Chatzei ketan, let's say there's a small courtyard, shenifetza b'meluei l'gadol, it's totally breached in its openness to a larger courtyard. Now, v'haya gefan b'gadolah, and there were grapevines in the larger courtyard, so asim is b'gadol, so you now plant vegetables in the smaller courtyard, because the smaller one is considered totally nullified and secondary to the larger one. So even if you're distancing four amas from the gfanim and the larger one, it's going to be usher because the smaller one is considered like the opening of the larger one, and it's like all like one opening, and as if you're right there in the vineyard. Now, vimzar, if you did plant hazra masur, so then the vegetables are going to be forbidden because the larger one that in it has the grapevines is like as if it has the smaller ones pulled into its area, and therefore it's klein. But for the grapevines in the larger one are permitted because the smaller one doesn't draw the big one into it. So therefore, the seeds in the smaller one doesn't have a power to make the grapevines in the bigger one forbidden. Now, let's say the grapes were in the smaller courtyard. So then actually, they're actually allowed to plant vegetables in the larger courtyard because we view the larger one as separated from the smaller one. And the reason is, since the larger one has boards on either side, because in regards to the larger one, it has walls that is beyond it, which you see from the outside, although it's equal from the inside, which are considered like side posts. So we view it as if it's separated from the small, because there's walls, and only then does it go into the smaller one. But the small one's not considered separate from the other, because it's totally open, straight into the larger one, and therefore that's the difference between the smaller one and the larger one. Halacha of Dram continues regarding different ways of planting inside the vineyard. Halacha Chav, Charitshu Oiva Bakerim, let's say there's a ditch that passes through a vineyard, that's Amek Asar V'Rachav Abba, that's 10 Tfachim deep and 4 Tfachim wide. Simhayim a foolish Marisha came about Seifet, so if it ran right through from one end of the vineyard to the other end of the vineyard, it looks like it's between two different vineyards. And therefore you're allowed to plant inside that ditch. As long as you don't have the grapevines hanging over that ditch, like we explained in Perek Hey, Halacha Ches, and Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Alev. Now, but if it didn't run through the entire vineyard, rather it was closed up on one side where the vineyard surrounded it on three sides. Then it's like a vat, where that's where they press the grapes in the middle of a vineyard. So even if it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, or even more than that, you're not allowed to plant inside that vat. Unless you have in that bald spot, which we spoke in previous halacha, an area of 16 amas. Now, continuing the next halacha, halacha of Alev, shvil shebein shnei hakram. If there's a path between two vineyards, so harehu kekem shechar v'mem tzai. So that is like the halacha of a vineyard that the middle part was destroyed, which therefore the halacha is the same. If you have between them 16 amas, marching mizar arba amas or mizar arba amas, so then you have to distance from each one 4 amas, and then v'zereyas ha'meiser, and then you can go ahead and plant the remaining area. The ma'yipachas mekan, but if it was less than that, well then lo yavizar l'sham, then you can't go ahead and bring seed over there. Halacha of bei yishemer shebekerem. Shemera is like a high, elevated place where the guard would stand over there to watch over the vineyard. So, if that heightened area is a height of 10 tefachim and 4 tefachim wide, well, the mutl is roi b'roi shayork, you can plant on top of that mound, vegetables, because it's considered separate and independent from that vineyard, as long as the branches of the vines don't reach that mound, so that we shouldn't see vegetables inside a vineyard on the top, because the branches are mixing in with those vegetables. Now, but then when we say this, if that shemera is squared, but if that mound was round, then then you have to make sure that you could square out an airspace of 4 tfachim in that mound, so that it should be distanced from the ground. And moreover, in this case, we need to have dust, earth on its top, above an area of 3 tfachim, where this is actually a rocky area. You would have to have earth on top of it of 3 tfachim. Halach of Gimel is Habayi Shebekem. Let's say about a house in the vineyard. So, if it was more than 3 tfachim squared ad abo until 4 tfachim, then Zarim B'Toch Yarek is considered independent. You could plant vegetables inside of it. But if that house was less than 3 tfachim squared, Hadir Kesosim is like closed up, and then you cannot plant inside of it. It's considered as part of the vineyard. Halach of Daldram continues regarding planting inside the ditch itself. Gefen Yechidus, if you have a single vine, Shaisin the Tur B'Techa Neka, that was planted inside a pit, or B'Techa Charetz, or inside a ditch, or in the canal, so Marchig Mimena Shish Tvachim L'Chorach, so you can distance from it 6 Tvachim in any direction, and then you can plant seeds of other species inside the whole ditch, Kedech Shaisin Mishal, just like you could do when it's a regular vine in a plain field. Now, the Mhoya Omakasar, if it was 10 Tvachim deep, and the width of the border of the ditch on top was arbovas four tvachim, then actually usl is rabbitach, then you would not be able to plant anything inside of it. Ava bishachik shisha, although you distance since 6 tvachim from that singular vine, until you're going to actually distance dalal amas, as you're going to see in the next halacha, halacha fe. And v'chein gefen yechida, so too if you have just one vine, but it was surrounded with a wall that was 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. So, which makes it significant, as if it's making it to the vineyard, even though there's just one vine, because it's being surrounded with a significant area. Then lo yizr b'chal mechitza, then you're not allowed to plant within the whole walled off area. And vavpi shechik shisha, although you distance 6 tvachim. Now, b'mechik shisha bizarre, if you did distance 6 tvachim when you plant, the lake is not going to make a climb, because ultimately there's just one vine. Now, v'kami yachid l'kechil b'yizr, how much would you have to distance initially to go ahead and plant? Would be arba amas chal ruach, 4 amas in every direction, and the achach yizr shah charitza shah makam mukav god. And then you could go ahead and plant the rest of either that ditch or the rest of that area that was surrounded with a wall.